about 10 minutes.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Como News. Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
Thank you. And what a privilege to be with you. You know, each and every Saturday when I walk through the doors into the Como Newsroom, I am always the most privileged, honored individual you will ever meet. I love my job. I love coming in here each and every Saturday and talking to you about home improvement from an interior and general contractor's perspective. So please feel free, pick up the phone and give me a call. Each and every Saturday, I work for you for free. And I'll tell you what you will find out is I'm your Wingnut 101 girl. I know where to find just about darn near anything you need to fix up your home, how to find it on such a deal, as my mother used to say, and my grandmother, oh yeah, it's better because it's such a deal. It's true. So I want to save you money, and I want to help you. And I know who to hire, who to call, and that's all you have to do is pick up the phone and call me. You will be surprised. My favorite call last week was a young man who called up, and he was having difficulty with all kinds of water intrusion into his home. And he'd replaced his roof. He had even installed metal flashing, and he still had moisture in his crawl space. And his mom kept saying, just call Tammy, just call Tammy, just call Tammy. I'm telling you, I don't know why you're doing all this. Call Tammy. So, it's not that I know all the answers. I know the teachers. That's what I like to say. I know all the experts. So I put him in touch with Jerry Eastland, Metal Roof Specialties, because he knows all. He was 30 years in the roofing industry, and he's not selling anything, you know, when it comes to installing a new roof, that kind of thing. He's an expert with the materials. He does sell the metal roofing materials, but he'll just answer questions. So I put him on the right track. And if you have something weird going on with your house or something ugly, I'm here to help you. How does that work? You might be a first-time listener. I don't know. Maybe you were fallen. You couldn't get up. You were under something heavy. Who knows? But here you are listening to this program for the very first time. So what I will tell you is, yes, I can describe anything and everything when it comes to decorating. How do I do that? Well, let's take an example. If I say to you, you should paint that library a forest hunter green, you envision that. If I say you should paint that kid's room a tree frog green, a lime green, see, you envision that. So that's the theater of the mind, the magic of radio. And that's what we do each and every Saturday from 10 until noon. Unless we have Huskies, then we're on Sundays.
Oh, but, you got 8 months.
I know.
Yeah, and don't worry about that.
Yeah. So, but let people know, because right, in case they felt like I went away, I did not, or now they're looking for me on Sundays. Here I am. So we take your calls. That's the best part of today's program, when you pick up the phone and you give us a call. So, Art, if you could please, sir, let's give out the phone numbers.
You betcha, Tammy. It's 421-1000. Dial us right now, 421-1000. Toll free from anywhere, 1-877-397-5666. That's 1-877-397-KOMO.
And today we're going to talk about what is that smell? And
okay.
What's that smell? And I've got some great ideas for you. And a lot of people get musty, smelly basements. And I have a solution for you. If you have a crawl space that constantly smells musty, and it, you know, you get water, and see, we're in that time of year, especially you get a little snowfall, it all freezes, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, you're going to get more water, it's going to run off. We're going to talk about it, and I do have a solution, and you will not want to miss this. We have more smelly crawl spaces.
Oh, yeah, per capita, probably, than any
really,
place.
Really, we do. Why? It rains here, in case you haven't noticed. Sometimes it snows. But what I will say is that there is an easy solution, but you are not going to want to miss this little excerpt that we're going to have in a segment coming up about how to get rid of smells. Now, the first one I want to tell you about is this is, and I don't give out addresses and I don't give out phone numbers. It makes bad radio. So if for any reason I say something and you can't write it down fast enough in lip pencil in your car, man or woman, look, I don't judge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all good. It's all good. So what I will say is write it down very fast, if you can, the name of the business. John Don. It's actually a janitorial supply place. And they sell a professional grade room freshener. And it's better than Glade. It's better than all of those because now here's the thing about it, though. And this is great for litter boxes, pets. I prefer the lemon fresh, not the pine. And the reason is because pine, well, you know, anyway, it smells like something bad went up a Christmas tree. Ooh. It's not a good idea. But the lemon that they sell at John Don. Now, that musty smell, that is coming up. Why don't we go to... Let's go to Janice in West Seattle.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
I am helping a friend of mine who let her house get in a very bad way.
Okay.
And we pulled up her carpet in both of her bedrooms, and her animals, two dogs and a cat, have been urinating on them for who knows how long.
Okay. What does she have under the carpet?
It's hardwood floors.
Okay.
And they're ruined. They might be able to be sanded, we're not sure. But she doesn't want to spend the money to have them sanded and refurbished. So she was talking about putting down vinyl. But I talked to a floor guy, and he said that that could be troublesome because of the moisture barrier that you have to put between the vinyl flooring or the laminate or whatever flooring and the hardwood itself, and that the urine would come up into that moisture barrier.
You are correct. So okay. I have to hit what we do best here is traffic. But what I have an answer for you and for a lot of people, and okay. I'm going to ask you a couple of follow-up questions, and we also have a call coming in from South Carolina. Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We broadcast all over the world right here on Como News. Okay. So, Janice, I do have an answer for you. So hang with me. And I appreciate mm-hmm. the call. So
all
hang
right.
with us, Janice.
Phone number is 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-COMO.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
You know what? When it comes to kitchen design, you don't want something that looks like it came out of a box store or you hand cranked it together. No, you don't. You don't want cabinets that are going to fall apart in 3 years. No, you don't. You want beautiful design, even if you're looking for a simple contemporary kitchen. You want quality. You want sound kitchen and bath. I believed in sound kitchen and bath. I invested my own money in sound kitchen and bath. And let me share something with you. Sound Kitchen and Bath actually brings a sample box of their cabinets out to your home so that you can see no one compares with Sound Kitchen and Bath. And I mean no one. We build it better, we build it stronger, and we build it custom. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Retain your gorgeous view while protecting your furniture and hardwood flooring from the sun's damaging rays. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels for the nation's leading manufacturer of awnings and sunscreens, Rainier Sun System. Here in Tukwila, Rainier custom tailors sunscreens for your home, and they welcome you in their factory. Reduce heat up to 80% with exterior sunshades, saving you energy and money on cooling costs. As a designer, I love that these sunscreens are on the outside of your window. Rainier's licensed electricians provide you with a screen that operates by the touch of a button. Plus, Rainier has the longest warranty in the industry, and they have been here for 115 years. Protect your home with custom motorized sunscreens and deal factory direct. Rainier Sun Systems in Tukwila. Call 800-869-7162 or click RainierSunSystems.com.
Como News Time 10:14. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. And we found Tammy Bennett. She was out building a snowman And now she has returned.
I was compelled.
Yes. Well, you have to do that, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Things are calming down a little bit. On the southbound on-ramp from 128, the collision blocking the left lane. Fire and police have arrived on the scene. And northbound 5, just north of 526, a collision blocking two right lanes. North 167, we still have one near 212 that's taken up the right lane and a high wind warning on the Narrows Bridge, but everything else is cleared. Traction tires now advised on Stevens, White, and Blewett passes Snoqualmie, requiring chains. Your next report at 1024. I'm going back to my snowman, Tammy Bennett on Como News.
Breezy today, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, highs in the mid-30s right now. It's 35 degrees.
Now back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
This is such a privilege to be here. We're talking to Janice in West Seattle. Janice, I have to share with you, I'm actually going to be launching a whole series of things that addresses your issue, but it's not until first quarter of 2015, which does not help you right now. And the reason is because I have to be able to stand behind it. I want to share with you something. I saw an ad the other day, and I won't go into the who, but they said they had a 100-year warranty that was transferable on their wood floors.
Well, that's
good. So that kind of got my attention, yeah. Right? I'm like, okay, go. Then you read, it's for normal foot traffic. It does not, and then it says what it doesn't cover. And right at the top of the list of what it doesn't cover is pets, pet urine. So Janice's problem is a lot of people's problem. Janice, here's what I want to tell you is, it sounds to me like the person that you're talking with is on a very tight budget. What is underneath, what is absolutely underneath that flooring? Is it particle board? Is it plywood? What's under it?
Well, the house is like a 27 Tudor, and I don't think anything has really ever been done with the floors since then.
Okay.
So it's whatever they might have used way back when. So
okay.
I would guess it's not particle board.
Okay. Well, all right. That's good news. But here's the other thing. What you're talking about is that you're saying she's on a tight budget. Tell me how tight.
Well, we got a quote for like $5,000 to do sanding and refinishing, and that was too much for her. I think she probably is okay spending like $1,000 or.
All right. She's on a really tight budget. So here's
I guess the other issue is, we don't know for sure that this is going to change after we put.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So here's what I would do is I would, and I can tell you where to go because they'll sell you the right ones. You're going to want a beautiful polyester set of area rugs, and you're going to want to put underneath that, you're going to want to put, you know, a waterproof pad, and they sell waterproof. Mohawk actually sells a waterproof pad. It's like a pet friendly pad, and you can Google that up, and it's called Smart Pad, and you can put a pad under it and an area rug. Bassett, which I must acknowledge is a sponsor of this program, but then I know what they have, so I can recommend it. They have beautiful area rugs that do go on sale, and I have two of these in my house, and I'm about to get a third one because I have Emily, the 100 and Lord knows how many year old wiener dog, that she's going to live as long as a parrot. She's never going to cross the Rainbow Bridge. She's, you know, not perfect.
Indestructible.
She has accidents in the house. I have these polyester rugs. I had everybody at my house for Thanksgiving. All you have to do is take them outside, hose them off, or Legacy Carpet Cleaning. He's my man. He comes in and he can clean it so it doesn't smell. And he's like on speed dial at my house, and he cleans area rugs. This is going to be right in your $1,000 price range. What I'm going to tell you is buff out those floors, good coat of wax, and cover them up with area rugs. Polyester is 100%, you know, when a dog urinates on it or a cat, it'll go through. It is the feces that sticks in it, to be blunt, that you have to use, you know, a little bit more scrubbing power. But there again, my guy Ron from Legacy Carpet Cleaning, he will help you. So give her Ron's number. He's the best carpet cleaner I know when it comes to pet smells, and he will help you. But just area rugs, room size area rugs, that's going to be your best bet. and getting the right pad underneath it. And that way she'll have a border of the wood flooring and she'll have area rugs that she can actually have physically cleaned. She can take them outside and hose them off if she wants to on a dry day. So wait till spring, summer, and then she can take them outside. But that's going to be your best bet. Does that make sense, Janice?
It does. The other thing that I wanted to ask, though, because they're so unsightly, I mean, they're really bad.
And yeah, well, that's why covering them up is going to be the best thing.
So, but cleaning them also, does that help? I mean, should we do some sort of a cleaning to them or not?
To the floors?
To the floors.
Yeah, well, I would clean it. I would clean them with Murphy's oil soap right now. Just clean them with Murphy's oil soap. And then seriously, that Ron Don janitorial supply, they're going to be your friends. And ask them for their lemon-scented professional grade. Now, here's what I want to tell you about that stuff at John Don. It is caustic. In other words, it can etch flooring, furniture. Follow directions. And you want to dilute it as much as it says to dilute it. And then, seriously, the room will smell like you had it professionally cleaned. Hmm. All right, let's go to Sheldon. Hi, Sheldon. How can I help you?
Hi, Tammy. I'm a former Seattleite. I actually am a major Husky fan and a Seahawk fan. And you talked about the theater, the mine. So this is the problem I'm having. I have a two-story home. And you know how the adage goes, you know, warm air rises to the top of your home. So
yes,
it stays warm, you know, at the top. But then, you know, like you say, the theater, the mine, you know, I'm trying to get you and other people to see. I'd like to see, or maybe somebody has some kind of idea out there, like the carousel effect where it'll go up. Has anybody come up with anything, or can you maybe give me some expert advice? Is there such a thing as a carousel effect where there's a device out there or some way to take that warm air and circulate it back downstairs?
There is. And Sheldon, wow, are you cool. actually calling me from South Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes, I Thank am. You, sir. All right.
Actually, they call me Big Sarge.
You know, Big Sarge.
I don't want to blow my cool and everything like that, but when I'm a rabid football fan, college and Seahawk, and people know Big Sarge all along in the Pacific Northwest.
Well,
you know, my dad was a recruiter there.
Oh, my gosh.
I lived in Magnolia.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to Tacoma. I lived in Bellevue.
Well, you
I know
about what?
Pike's Place Market, Golden Gardens. I can go on and on.
You got
show.
Me, man.
Now,
I have to tell you that my dad was born in South Carolina. So
really?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, small world. And I lived for a while in North Carolina. So I have a Carolina heart. So anyway, I'm glad you called. Yes, this is something. Here's what I would do. I would go on Yelp is national. I would go on Yelp. You are going to want to talk to someone that gets the highest ratings on Yelp. And I'd start with that. I don't buy in 100% on these rating systems, but because you are in South Carolina and what you need is in your HVAC system, heating air conditioning system, you need an air recirculation pump. And there is such a thing. And what it does is it takes the warm air from upstairs and it brings it downstairs. And then in the summertime, it brings the cool air from downstairs, upstairs. So it's circulating the air. And that's a part of your HVAC system. How old is your home, Sheldon?
It's not really, really that, you know, just recently, probably maybe 10-ish, 12-ish years old. It's
All
not
right,
really
you're
that
golden.
Old.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about something where you've got the old coal-burning furnaces, because I lived in a house that had one of those, and then they had... but in the South and in the Northeast, you're lucky enough to have older homes, and so that's why I ask. But really, this is an HVAC. With the modern systems, Linux is a good one. Here's my problem with Linux. There's some of these heating systems, you want to ask this question. They've become so efficient in circulating the air that sometimes you don't get enough fresh air in your house. They become like 99, 98% efficient. So that's what you want to look at. I bet if your house is about 10 years old, you had a builder grade furnace and air conditioner put in your house. It's an air circulator that you need, and they can either add
air
it.
Air circulator.
Yeah,
well,
air recirculator.
So hey.
You bet. And go, hey. Sarge, and thanks for your military family. Thank you, sir.
All right, 421-1000, the phone number, or you can dial us toll-free like Sarge did, 1-877-397-5666. Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s, 1024 right now. Here's Tammy Bennett.
We're down to just two incidents in Everett, southbound 5 at 128th Street. An accident blocking the right lane on that ramp, actually. Northbound 5, just north of 526, another one blocking the two right lanes. We have a high wind warning on the Narrows Bridge, and traction tires advised on all passes but Snoqualmie, where they are required. They've dropped their chain requirement. Next report, 1034. Tammy Bennett on Como News.
Breezy, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, highs in the mid-30s. It's a winter wonderland out there right now, 35 degrees.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com. Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
If Ferrari, or better yet, Tesla, were to design your shower, you know what? Even they'd fall short. Only Brizo brings high performance and environmental consciousness to the shower. Introducing H2O Kinetics by Brizo. Brizo's innovative spray pattern provides optimum coverage while retaining heat, offering the feeling of a high-flow shower while using less water.
Brizo is the top of the line.
The source of elegance. Visit Brizo.com.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. You have a home design question? Tammy Michaels has the answer. Now more Inside Out.
More Inside Out. Okay, so I said something nice about Bassett a few minutes ago. So I also want to remind you that they're having their Thanksgiving sale. Half off all accent chairs and recliners. That's important. And then 25% off everything else. So our caller who called earlier could get 25% off their very inexpensive synthetic area rugs. I'm telling you, I have two of these in my house. You would not know they're not wool. They are stunning. And people were saying, well, they were sitting on them watching the Hawks kick another one. Yes.
I need to ask you. You had 19 people. Give us a review. How did this all go? Were there any knockdown, drag out fights? No,
it was flawless. I'm serious. It was just great. I did not ignite the yam bomb this year.
That is great.
I know. So we didn't have we didn't have to pull out a fire extinguisher. All right, let's go to Trudy in Federal Way.
Hi.
Hi, Trudy. You have black mold under your kitchen sink. Talk to me.
Well, actually, I had the black mold in the bathroom and in the bedroom.
Okay.
And I've sprayed it with bleach, but I have an apartment with multiple odors.
Okay.
But the one that, you know, as soon as I walk in the door, I smell something. But I go into my kitchen and I walk by where the sink is and it's, oh, I wish I could fix that. And
okay.
I know that there's odor coming out of it's an older apartment. They've kept it up quite well, but it's just, we're living in the mold area. But
all right. I've got.
And I can smell the odor out of this garbage disposal, but when I open underneath, it smells like, you know, it smells like wet. Something was wet at some point in time, and I've washed it, and I can't get rid of it.
Okay, now, I only have a short amount of time, so I want to answer you, because I have my answer is then going to go continue, Trudy. So you're going to, I'm going to ask you to hang with me because my answer is going to be a little bit protracted. Mold, mildew. That was going to be one of my main themes today in the show. The first thing that I want to say is you need to bring in the Environmental Protection Agency.
The EPA?
I'm serious.
Really?
No, I'm totally serious.
The government agency?
Yes. And I'm a friend of them. And here's why. Because this is something that they need to take a look at. You can't have, she's calling it black mold. Now, what I want to tell you is more times than not, it's not black mold. More times than not, it's just mold. It's just garden variety mold. And everybody, because of Aaron Brockovich, gets all worked up and, you know, basically gets their undies in a bundle because they think it's black mold. 99.9% of the time, it is not black mold. 99.9% of the time, it's garden variety mold. But you still need to have the apartment looked at, because if it is mold, then it is a big problem. And then you're going to need people who have special respirators, and they're going to look like the EOD lands on your building and excavates. And they should, because if it is black mold, that 1.1, I don't want somebody to go, Tammy Michaels did not say that. Tammy Michaels said it's probably not black mold.
All right, we will continue. Stay with us. We're going to talk about this. Right now, let's check ABC News. We'll get local news right after this, 10:30.
A Black Friday shooting at an upscale Chicago department store. A man shot his current or ex-girlfriend, a seasonal worker, right in the Nordstrom store. Police then say he shot himself. Bob Rogers was there.
Just happened to be by the corner there when a girl ran out, and she said that I asked her what happened. And she said somebody, a guy, pulled out a gun, shot a girl, and then shot himself.
That woman in critical condition in the hospital. The shooter is dead. In Georgia's Clayton County, a 13-year-old boy missing for 4 years found in a closet alive. The dad and the stepmother among the five people in the house arrested. Murder charges for Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak for the crackdown on the Arab Spring uprising dropped by an Egyptian court today. Turkey denies that a suicide truck bomb traveled across Turkish soil to attack the Syrian border town of Kobani today. This while the Pope continues his visit to the country, encouraging greater Muslim-Christian dialogue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Como News.
Good morning, Como News time, 10:31. It's 33 degrees in Seattle. I'm Taylor Van Sice with the top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Protesters clashed with holiday traditions in downtown Seattle yesterday, and Como's John Rapp was in the crowd as the demonstration reached its peak.
Black Friday crowds mixed with black-clad protesters waving signs and shouting out their outrage over the grand jury decision from Ferguson demanding a change in police tactics.
There's power in numbers, and as long as we are here, then they will definitely hear our message. We need to stand up as a people, as a race, and have them understand that we will not take this anymore.
Ian Melindwa says she hopes families who were there for the tree lighting ceremony got the message. When I mentioned that some kids were left in tears by the disruption, she responded,
"That's fine. That's fine. Our kids are being killed. They're crying. They're still alive. We're being killed."
Protesters left after police shut down the mall and the nearby transit tunnel, but they say their demonstrations will continue. At Westlake Center, John Rep, Como News.
Two people were arrested this last week, accused of human sex trafficking with underage girls in Thurston County. Washington State Patrol Lieutenant Ron Mead spoke with us.
They kind of befriend them, develop a bond, and then in this case, use that relationship, albeit a very brief relationship, to exploit them sexually.
Lieutenant Meade says the two men were arrested on various charges and the two teenage girls are now safe in state custody. Elma police searching for the man they say raped a hotel worker on Thanksgiving. So far, the description is he's a 5'9" white male, tall, slender, and balding. Here it comes, cold, wind, and snow to the Pacific Northwest. Chris Olson is with the State Department of Transportation and tells us they're prepared to put de-icer on the roads when it's needed as long as the rain doesn't come too soon.
With the temperature dropping, one of the things that drivers really need to be on the lookout for are, you know, icy conditions out there, and to be sure to drive appropriately for those conditions.
We'll, of course, have traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours here on Como. And the City Council in Woodland, Washington is scheduled to vote on whether to ban retail recreational marijuana stores within city limits. The Everett Daily News reports that Monday's planned vote comes after a moratorium that was put in place about a year ago. If approved, Woodland would become the first city in Cowlitz County to ban retail pot stores outright. It would join several cities in the state that have tried to do so, including Fife. Como News Time, 10:34.
Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Tammy Bennett.
And I'm getting pictures on Twitter now of the clearing, some sunshine in places, but we still have a number of problems. In Everett, on the ramp from 128th Street to southbound 5, an accident is blocking on the right. And on northbound 5, just north of 526, a wreck still blocking two right lanes. Snow at Payne Field this morning has closed all runways. We still have a high wind warning on the Narrows Bridge in Tacoma, and Traction Tires advised now for all of our passes. They are required at Snoqualmie. Your next report at 1044. I'm Tammy Bennett on Como News.
Yeah, it's brief. Easy. It's cloudy. A chance of snow showers. There's a couple of bright spots out there, too. Most and highs in the mid-30s today. Clear tonight. Lower 20s. Going to be cold tomorrow and Monday. Sunny and highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 35.
Como News. Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels, and we are talking about mold. And Trudy is my guest, and she lives in an apartment in Federal Way. And she has what appears to be mold, and you have it throughout your apartment. Are you there, Trudy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. All right, let's talk about this. So first of all, what I wanted to say to you is mold under any circumstances is not healthy. It's not healthy for anyone to be breathing in an environment that has mold. It's not healthy for the building, believe it or not, because mold is like a solid eating organism, if you will. It's going to eat the drywall. Right. It eats the material, wood, etc. So this is a problem for the property owner, for their personal property, as well as for the safety of those who live there. So the reason why I said call the Environmental Protection Agency is not because I'm one of these people, oh my gosh, sound the alarm. 99.9% of the time, mold is not black mold. It is just garden variety mold, even if it appears black. Black mold is crazy rare. And so people get very upset, very animated when they see mold. I don't, because I recognize that it more likely than not is not black mold. That being said, how do you solve the problem of mold? The other thing is that you're going to want to do is talk to the property management company, property owner, as if they're good people, and because they are. And so that doesn't mean that just because they have a building that has mold, that they are slumlords. My house had mold, a bad problem when we lived in Normandy Park. So let me explain to you that just by simply telling them most likely what they need to do to solve their mold issue, it's going to be very helpful to them because it's not expensive. More often than not, the mold is caused from runoff of water that comes too close to the building, into the crawl spaces. What floor do you live on, Trudy?
I'm on the main floor.
That I knew. It's like I could have guessed that.
Yeah, she's right on the ground.
Right on the ground. And that's why I guessed.
I have a lake out my back.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Okay. All right. See, there you go. I'm not a psychic. I've just been doing this way too long, over 20 years. I could have guessed it. So here's what the fix more likely than not is a French drain. So let me explain to all of our listeners, because we put one of these, and I would say my family and myself, but the truth of the matter is I didn't do any of the digging. My husband and my son and his friends did the digging, but they did it themselves. This is something that you, Trudy, shouldn't have to do because you're not the property owner, but the property management company can hire somebody to do this. So what is a French drain? A French drain is a drain that they used to be about 6 inches wide. Now they recommend French drain to be dug about 8 to 12 inches. It's easier to dig. That's one reason, less collapsing, and you don't have to just use a pick and then scoop it out. Our French drain was at least 12 inches wide. And how deep does the drain go? Well, it depends on the slope, because what you're doing is this drain is going to be carrying water away from this apartment building. So the French drain should go on the side, especially where the water is coming at the lake-like entity. Or also, we did the French drain around three sides of our house because we had mold we had in our crawl space. So you dig the ditch around the property, the perimeter of the property. Now, you want a slope to go away from the property. Work with gravity. If you can see a natural slope in the topography, that's where you're going to want to take the water. Using stakes, you're going to want that that you're going to want a drop of about an eighth of an inch per foot of the slope. And you can, you know, stake it off. So every foot, you're going to want it to drop about an eighth of an inch. So the ditch should be dug. How deep should it be dug? It depends. Here's the other thing. Before anybody swings an axe, anybody swings, you know, gets out a shovel, you need to dial 811. There's a reason why we have an 811. Because underneath there is going to be something that could be very dangerous to all those people who are involved, which could be any kind of electrical, phone lines, sewage lines, water lines,
gas
lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, gas
cable.
Lines. Yes. Yeah. So you don't want to dig till you dial 811. If you see somebody digging, you dial 811.
Yeah.
You know, because a gas leak is something that can affect everybody in the neighborhood. There's nothing wrong with dialing 811.
They come out and they spray it. They put a little mark on there and tell you exactly where those lines are.
They tell you where the lines are.
Yeah.
They will help you. So this is a benefit to you. That's why everybody's anti-EPA. They're anti-this. These people serve a purpose. There's a reason why they tax us. And the reason is to pay these people. We need them when we get mold, when we get, you know, flooding. And this is where they show up and they do a good job. So then you fill it full of gravel, or in this case, your property management company fills it full of gravel. It's taking the water away from the building, and then just cover it up with topsoil, grass, whatever they plant life they want to cover it up with. And lo and behold, in 99% of the time, you'll get rid of the mold problem. Another thing that I would recommend is that they have somebody who's an HVAC expert. Personally, in this area, I'm a big fan of Overlake Heating and Air Conditioning. I think they do a great job. He's a small little company, doesn't advertise, but he's just a nice guy. And beg him to send somebody to Federal Way. He doesn't like going out in between the bridges. But in this case, I would say that it would be worth his while because it's a whole building. And somebody needs to look at getting proper ventilation, air circulation. Air is the enemy of mold. Mold wants moisture and it wants food and warmth. So you've got all that in your apartment building. Plus, you got a constant source of water. It rains here. But I'm telling you, this French drain, for those who have crawl spaces, basements, you walk in and you smell that musty odor, a French drain is your friend. Trudy, that's the info. You can Facebook me. I have a personal page, which is Tammy Michaels, but I have a professional page, which is also Tammy Michaels. It's easy to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal page right now, there's a picture of my Thanksgiving table.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
You can, and I'll send you a link to this information for your property management company. It's not the end of the world. It's really not the end of the world, but you need to get it addressed. And that property management company owes it to their tenants to get it addressed.
Yeah, because you can clean out that mold and stuff, but if you don't address the big problem, it comes back.
Well, and you know what? It's so common. And I think that, you know, almost everybody could benefit from a French drain around their house in the Northwest. Because you never know when there's going to be a water main break, there's mm-hmm. going to be flooding, it helps with erosion. Everybody has runoff. And so this is something that is quite helpful in sustaining the integrity of your home. And then your house doesn't smell like mold.
Very good. All right. The numbers, 421-1000, toll free, 1-877-397. Como, 1-877-397-5666.
Picture this, the Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools.
Personalize your home. Look at some different styles ahead of time so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
You know, one thing I know is I am a tree hugger. Yes, I am. But I don't want a cold shower. So with all the water regulations, if you buy a new shower head for your shower, you're going to be cold. Why? They've restricted the water flow. Thus comes Brizo. They've come up with new technology that, yes, saves the planet and our precious water, and it keeps the shower warm. When you go outside, you know when you jiggle a hose? Well, guess what? It makes bigger drops of water. Well, Brizo magnified that into technology that actually makes bigger droplets of water, bigger droplets of water. Guess what happens? You get a warmer shower. Brizo, it's in my shower, and now I'm warm. You want a warm shower? You want Brizo. And save the planet. It's available at Ferguson in Bellevue.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Tammy Bennett.
It's starting to look beautiful outside in some areas. Sun poking through with some of the snow on the trees, just making picture perfect views. In Everett on the ramp from 128th Street to southbound 5, we still have an accident blocking on the right and another one blocking two lanes of northbound 5 north of 526. Those aren't causing major problems, though. High winds on the Narrows Bridge and traction tire advisories for all of our passes. Snoqualmie is requiring traction tires at this time. Next report, 10:54. Tammy Bennett on Como News.
Breezy, sun breaks, clouds, chance of snow showers, and highs in the mid-30s today. Right now, 35.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories. She's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Yes, what can I say? Beautiful rooms. That's what I do each and every Saturday, and I work for you for free. I want to talk to you. I know you have something ugly. I know you do. Yes, you do. You have that ugly powder room that everybody's going to go into. You know why? They have to go into the restroom sometime. So everybody's going to see that little room, and it's ugly. You know it is. You need to talk to me. I can give you suggestions and solutions to save you money and not, you know, take up all of your time. They're fast. They're easy. I can talk to you about ways to improve your home. Just call me. I know where everything is, and I know anybody and everybody who does the what's it's, who's it's. I know it.
Why's it's?
Yes. Why's it's?
Where's it's?
Where's it's? That's what I do each it's and every Saturday.
421-1000 toll free, 1-877-397-5666. Dial now.
Well, all right. So I want to talk about Trudy's call a little bit more because I was talking very fast because we were headed for traffic. But here's the thing about these French drains that everyone should know is the best way also is at the very bottom of the ditch that you dig, which remember how deep it goes, and you have to dial 811 before anybody digs anywhere so they can tell you where all the gas lines, water lines, sewage lines, electrical lines, phone lines, all of it. You want to make sure before you dig, dial 811. But I recommend this, and they didn't used to recommend this, but I believe that if you're going to put in a French drain, you're better off putting in one of those big PVC pipes, 4 to 6 inches. When we put in our French drain, we did a 6-inch pipe with the holes on the top, and then we covered it up with a plastic mesh. And you can get it in the garden department. It's super inexpensive, and we covered it up with that, then filled it with gravel. You want to make sure you get that slope, eighth of an inch every foot. But the pipe really, in my mind, helps keep that with the holes on the top, it keeps that water flowing. And seriously, after a big rain, when you were standing outside, you could hear it running. Mm. It was like there was a little creak. And
you hear
all,
it underground.
Underground. You could hear it, you know, if you listen closely. And all that water was running under our house, and we always had a musty smell. And so, you know, we live in the Northwest. We're a sponge. So this is what we need to do so we can, you know, keep our homes safe from mold and from water intrusion. It's just something that happens each and every
year. It's important.
It is important. It is important. Phone lines lighting up. Can you give out our numbers one more time?
You bet, yeah. And we've got some calls there. We'll get to them in a second. 421-1000, toll free. We're at 1-877-397-5666.
So, all right. Very quickly, before we get back into our busy line of phones, I want to say that one of the things that I want to share with you this time of year, and this is so important, is that I want everyone to remember fireplaces and protective screens, or frankly, turning them off when you have small children around. Every year, we get small children that literally stick to the glass of these. And I do a story on it for Como every single year. And so we had baby Bowie at our house this year, little precious baby Bowie. She's 19 months old, going on 20 months old. And every year a baby walks up to a gas fireplace and they have the glass.
Sticks their hands on there. Yep.
And they literally stick to the glass and get second, third degree burns in a nanosecond. This can happen.
What can you do?
Well, there are screens which the child will still get burned if you get the ones that are attachable. They're magnetic and they stick to the fireplace, but their hands won't stick. So they might get a first or second degree burn. They don't protect completely. The ones that I like more are the ones that stand completely away from the fireplace, and it's like a folding screen that's going to keep that child at least, you know, 8 inches, 12 inches away from the fireplace. Better yet, if you're going to have family over that has small children, then I highly, highly recommend that you turn the fireplace off. You know, I know there's that warm glow.
Safety.
But when there's children in the room, it's just better. You're just better served. Just turn it off. And we, you know, I would have loved to have had our fireplace going. I lit candles all over the house. And I've become a fan of the battery operated candles.
Yeah, they're nice. They look pretty good.
They're
too,
really
they?
Beautiful. So as everybody approached my house, I had a row to my entryway of battery operated candles. And
kind of luminaria.
Yeah, it really was. It was just really, it was really spectacular. And I'll tell you something. They go on sale. Costco has them. They go on sale. Michael's had them at 50% off. So they were like $12 and I got 6 of them. And everybody was really excited about the candles. So I'm a big fan of the battery operated candles. And also remember, keep those fireplaces covered because of children this time of year. Every year, somebody gets a second or third degree burn. So, you know, if it saves
adults
one,
too.
Yes,
know?
Adults yeah. too. But children will just go right up to it.
Yeah, because they don't know. It's nice. It still looks warm.
Yes,
yeah.
It looks really pretty. And pets too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give out those phone numbers one more time.
421-1000, toll free, 1-877-397-5666. That's 1-877-397-COMO. That's toll free from anywhere.
Yes, and our phone lines are jammed, so call in. We'll get to your call.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 206-209-4200. That's 206-209-4200. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. That's SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Como News Time 10:54. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Telling us what's going on out there. Tammy Bennett.
I'm so pleased I'm giddy. All of our wrecks are off the road. Well, kind of. The one in Everett that had been blocking the ramp from 128th Street to southbound 5 is now in the Gore Point. That's that little triangle of space where a ramp meets the main line. The other one, northbound 5, north of 526, is gone. All we have left is a high wind warning on the Narrows Bridge and a traction tire advisory for all of our passes except Snoqualmie, where they are required. Traffic brought to you by UPSJobs.com. Help spread holiday cheer. UPS is hiring throughout Seattle, especially in Redmond, which isn't really Seattle, but seasonal drivers, helpers work weekdays alongside package delivery drivers. Apply at upsjobs.com/radio. Next report, 11:04. Tammy Bennett on Como News.
Well, turning into a pretty day, breezy, sun breaks, clouds, but cold, chance of snow showers, highs only in the mid-30s right now. Still at 35.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
Yes. Inside out. Here we are. Inside your home, outside your home. We've been talking about French drains, lots of things. Let's go to Katie in Kent. Hi, Katie. How can I help you?
Hi, Tammy. So we have got great dining room chairs and wood dining room floor, and we've been trying to, you know, put felt pads underneath our chairs, and they keep coming off. And what can we use that's going to work on our chair legs to not scratch up our floor?
I know. And believe me, I just went through and did this right before Thanksgiving because I have gorgeous walnut floors and I did not want them scratched up. So here's the trick. You want to get the absolute biggest felt pads that you can, and all the box stores have them. They may have sold out because people are like you, it's around the holidays, so give them about a week if they're, you know, to stock up. But you really want to get the bigger ones, and I got ones that seriously, they were larger than my chairs and I trimmed them down. Here's the trick. A little dab of Gorilla Glue. You don't want to use too much. The reason is because Gorilla Glue swells up. That's how it kind of works. So, and then if it saturates the felt, then it'll make like a plastic coating. So a little Gorilla Glue goes a long way, spread it around, and then that will stick and they won't come off. So,
we've tried epoxy and different stuff, but we haven't tried Gorilla Glue.
Yep, the Gorilla Glue is really where the party's happening. But I'm telling you, that stuff will expand.
Okay, so part of the problem that we thought was the felt pads have their own sticky stuff on them.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that sticky stuff is interfering with the glue that we're using.
Well, I will tell you, I've just use the ones that have the sticky stuff. Now, here's another thing you can do, which is just go into Joann's Fabric and buy felt and cut out the circles and do it yourself with Gorilla Glue. And I can tell you those are going to stick. But I had no problem. I mean, that Gorilla Glue, I don't know what's in it. It's not for everything, though. People think that
Gorilla Glue.
I know. People
think it's my son, who's a contractor, told me not to use Gorilla Glue. He goes, don't even bring that stuff in your house.
I know. So, and contractors hate it for good reason. And the reason is because it expands. It's like whipped cream. When you push the button, it just expands. So that's why I'm telling you, a little of this stuff is going to go a long way. But
okay, I'll try it. I'll trust you.
All right, give it a whirl.
Don't tell your son.
Thank you.
And don't tell your son.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't. Okay, thank you.
I love that. And I want to mention that I just have to say this. Bassett's, they're our sponsor. They have their after Thanksgiving sale going on. And seriously, you know, after you watch the game, you wished you had a recliner. So what can I tell you? They're half off right now at Bassett.
Recliners half off?
Half off.
I can't believe
it. Half off. So all you Hawks fans, you need to get in your car and you need to get to Bassett, because that recliner is now, there's no excuses from your significant other that said you are not going to put a Barker lounger. And they're gorgeous. When you see them, you can't tell they're a recliner. When they point out to you which chairs are recliners, you won't believe it. Plus accent chairs. They are gorgeous. Half off and 25% off everything else.
Comfort.
Yes. Go Hawks. And
yes.
I would allow one of these in my living room.
You would allow this.
I would.
But Guy would never leave. He would just be in the chair all the time.
I don't know. He had to drive me here today. Why? Because there was, you know, a mere snowflake. Let's
sure?
go to Alvin. And
you sure? We have only 15 seconds.
All right. Alvin and Milton, you are next caller.
Stay there, Alvin. Don't go away.
Because I've got the answers.
The phone number is 421-1000, toll free, 1-877-397-5666.
KOMO Seattle. KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather for Saturday, November 29th on Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and ComoNews.com.
It's 11 o'clock.